Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Can you make yourself really memorable? Can you make, yourself really memorable? You like that?
Really, really nice stuff, actually. Where did you get that voice?
I was born with it. So, I was thinking, right, little trench tips episode here. I was thinking recently about when I started out selling, and that there's a lot of people who are out there in like their first sales jobs. Maybe it's not even their first sales job, but it's their first role with a particular company selling. Mm-hmm. And they're competing against a few things. They're competing against probation. I thought it's probation deadline looming. And I also am perhaps hired with another 10 salespeople, the senior people in the team. And it's like, how do I carve myself out that position within the company? Jack Frimston, what are your thoughts on that?
Let's invert it first. What you don't want to be memorable for is the guy that pisses people off in the pub on a Friday night. We had a friend. We had a friend once that got a job, accepted the offer, and they said, "What we're going to do before you start, we're actually going to bring you to the team. We'll have a few beers and we'll get to know people." And he went round the room. He was one of my good friends, and went round the room, and he ended up getting a bit merry and ended up saying to the CEO, "Because you're a bit overweight, so you could do with like a bit of fitness." Didn't know it was the CEO. Got a call the next day.
Redacted.
So how can you make yourself memorable? So it's always, I always think about like... Yeah, don't do that. I always think about the laws of power. So you never want to outshine the master is one of the things that I'm always thinking about. But it's like, can you, what is the problem that you've been brought in to solve? Obviously, it's X, Y, and Z, like whether it's bringing appointments and stuff like that. It's not ass-kissing, but can you think of things in a different manner? So if everybody else is just like sprinting ahead, can you think smart rather than hard? And I know that you've got some ideas.
Yeah, well, there's two things that I used to do, and actually, when I look back now, only the second one is really that important, right? But I would ask people, when I got the job, I'd say, what's the quickest someone's closed the deal that works here? And I remember once it was like 9 weeks, and I did it in 2 or something like that. It was real like, oh, yeah, fucking hell, I've put my money on my office and made that thing happen. Who cares? It's very vanity-style metric. But the second one that's actually had probably the most impact in my career is who are the businesses you've always wanted to work with, the sectors you've always wanted to work in, the thing that like you've tried to do as a sales machine that you've never been able to, that exists kind of outside of the numbers, outside of the grind. I know it'll be a grind together, but what I mean is outside of the KPI grind. And I did it from day one. I don't know why. It's one of those weird things that, where did that come from, that idea? I don't know, because I just always
did it. The sales gods.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, was it even my idea? Did it just come from somewhere so that I could talk to you about it one day, sat here? Who knows? But I remember the first job I had, I got a list of, it was like, here's the top 20 companies that we're looking to target. Here's the 8 who won't work with us. That was how it was framed to me. They won't work with us.
Nice.
They use a competitor. They use da-da-da-da. So then everyone else is playing, like, the game of going after the small to medium businesses or whatever they've been on. I was like, going after those 8 that they said you can't sell to anyway. It won't happen anyway. So knock yourself out. I remember this guy came back to me from like a huge billion-pound construction business in, I think they had an office in Bishopsgate in London, and I was in Shoreditch. And he was just like, yeah, I can meet you on Thursday. Went and met him. My boss thought it was a total waste of time. Came back. Yeah, he wants to have a demo with his whole team. Next thing, we're in this big skyscraper in London with his whole team, with our team, doing this demo. And afterwards, he's looking at me in disbelief that I made it happen. But I think the only reason that it happened was because of that belief that it could. And anyway, the point I'm making is I've always done that everywhere that I've worked, because what can happen is you can get to probation, and most targets are in there like, you're going to just about hit them, and then they're going to turn the the temperature up a bit. What I like to do is just make myself that kind of indisposable thing. In the same way that, let's say we worked with a client as we have a meeting, and it was like, our dream client is Coca-Cola, but I'm happy to work with any food and drinks brand. If we got them in with Coca-Cola, they might forget all the other meetings. Do you get what I'm saying? So Coca-Cola might actually carry us through the entire relationship.
1,000,000%. You're the guy. And you know what? The sad, I mean, just to paint a picture, the sad truth is, and we also know a guy who I think went in, I don't know whether it was deliberately, but I ended up closing Dell PCs, or do you know the computer? And that, because it was such a white whale, I think they were instantly promoted. And it was probably a little bit of luck that it actually happened. Mm-hmm. Like they broke into this massive account, they called the right person on the right day, and then it ended up becoming something. But then you're that guy. If you're the one that brings in the white whale, well, actually, a lot of the time, it would always be attributed down to skill. But the counter argument, I guess, is like, if you're new to a role, would be, what happens if you don't make that work? I think there's quite a compelling argument for, even if you've not made it work, but you can show your workings out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Well, go on, flesh that out a bit more.
Well, I think that if you are right, okay, you've got to, like a good salesperson, you've got to manage your time like correctly. But it might be a case of, right, this is what they want me to do from 9 to 5. For the first month, I'm going to stay behind an extra hour. I'm going to use that hour to just try and get that one white whale. And that's going to be me writing out emails, writing out messages, cold calling, doing this, writing blah, 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 doing this. Maybe I'll go Canvas after work. Maybe I'll do connect with all of the team on LinkedIn, whatever it might be. You're just doing that extra bit. And people don't necessarily need to know, but you're there, you're working a little bit later. And I think if you put enough in, you wouldn't get nothing, zero. It would be enough to go back to your team leader and say, I've heard back from this person, they're using this competitor. I've heard back from this person, they're in contract for 3 years, which knowledge is power. It's going to help them in the long run. So like, even by not achieving what you set out to do to break in some of those big accounts, you might still win. Because what it can show is, if you can show initiative and you shot for the moon, but you ended up on the stars, that's a lot better than somebody that just comes in and is a passenger, sticks their headset on and does the bit day in, day out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Should we leave them with a task?
Please leave them with a task.
Okay. Take a picture of your shoe in a place where a shoe doesn't naturally belong and comment. Do a post on LinkedIn saying shoes, sir. As a comment on someone's post.
All right. I'm glad that you prepared this one, mate, because it's really good.
Right. So here's what you're going to do. I'll say it one more time. Take a picture of your shoe in a place where your shoe doesn't normally belong and use it as a comment on someone's post saying, shoes, sir, and tag me and Jack in it. Whatever order you tag it in will give you a cash prize. I won't tell you what that cash prize is. If it's Jack, it'll be one amount. If it's me, it'll be another. Make sure you make the right choice, because results might just surprise you.
Shoe, sir.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.